When God confronted Adam and Eve with their sin, neither one took responsibility. Adam tried to place the blame on God for giving him the gift of marriage. The woman blamed the serpent. He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Immediately, the desire to be like God, the desire to be in control, the desire to be perfect in our own eyes was evident. "I am innocent. It's your fault, God, for giving me this woman. If you didn't do that, I would not have eaten from the tree. I am innocent." And Eve said, "Don't blame me. I am a poor, innocent bystander who is deceived by the serpent. I am innocent." Thus sin entered the world. Every child is conceived in sin. How do we know this? God said, "If you sin, you shall surely die." St. Paul wrote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Only sinners die, and children die. Therefore, children are sinners. But God, in cursing the serpent, gave hope to Adam, Eve, and all people. The gift of eternal life is found in Jesus. May our Lord comfort you with this gift of life. Amen.